Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this beautiful opportunity to learn ilm deen. The fortunate and intelligent people always look for opportunities to learn ilm deen, and they spend time in learning ilm deen. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umama Sudai bin Ajlan Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in the khutbah of Hijjatul Wida that, O people, fear your Lord, perform your 5 daily salats, and fast your month of Ramadan, and pay zakat of your wealth, and follow your ruler. You will enter the paradise of your Lord. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah al-Bari comments on this hadith in Mirqat Shara of Mishkat. In this hadith, namaz is mentioned before zakat because namaz became fard before zakat. And in many ayat, zakat is mentioned together with salat or with namaz. And the reason is this, that namaz is root of bodily ibadat, and zakat is root of those ibadat which are performed with wealth. In this hadith mubarakah, instead of addu zakatakum, it is mentioned addu zakata amwalikum, because zakat is not fard unconditionally, rather zakat is fard on particular wealth as explained in the books of fiqh. Then it is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah, wa ati'u umara'akum, follow your rulers. What is meant by your rulers is Khalifa of Muslims, or Islamic ruler, or Ulama-i Deen. And this word is used commonly. It means that person who is responsible to take care of you in any matter, in any aspect of life, you should follow him. And then it is said that you will enter into the paradise of your Lord. which means that you will attain high stations in Jannah. Because person will enter into Jannah only due to the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, due to the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, the stations will be granted according to your deeds, according to your amal. So one cannot say that you will enter paradise because of your amal, because of your action. Actually, actions are helpful to increase your station in Jannah. Mufassir Shahir Hakim al Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan, he explains this hadith mubarakah that you should follow your rulers. So he says, what is meant by rulers is Khalifatul Muslimin, which means Muslim rulers who run the country according to the law of Sharia. And also ulama-i deen are meant by this sentence. And follow them means that follow them in permissible orders. When they order you to do something which is permissible in Shariat, and if they order you against Shariat, then you should not follow them. Because the fasting of month of Ramadan became obligatory upon this ummah, therefore it is said, Shahrakum, your month. So month of Ramadan is an exclusive month of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zakat became farz after Salat, so therefore Zakat is mentioned after Salat. Keep in mind that different ahadith are said at different times. At some point in life, certain ibadat was not obligatory, so that is not mentioned in some ahadith. For example, you find ahadith which would say, the one who recited kalima, he became Jannati. And when namaz came, then namaz was included. And then the promise of Jannah was on that. And likewise, zakat, fasting, etc. So as the new ahkam and commandments started coming, then on those ahadith which were mentioned later, they would then talk about many things. So in this hadith mubarakah, the good news of Jannat is based on five things. Number one, taqwa. Number two, salat. Number three, fasting. Number four, zakat. And number five, following the ruler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, those who establish salat and they pay zakat and believe in Allah and on the day of judgment, soon we will give such people the great reward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, indeed I'm with you. Definitely if you keep salah established and pay zakat and believe in my messengers and honor and respect them and give good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will definitely remove your sins and He will definitely take you into the gardens beneath which rivers flow. Aqaid Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the virtue of knowledge is greater than the virtue of ibadat. And the best action of your deen is taqwa, is piety, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. From this Hadith Mubarakah, we also learn greatness of knowledge. Knowledge, seeking knowledge, giving knowledge is ibadah. So its virtue is much greater than other nafli ibadat. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked regarding the action which takes people into Jannat abundantly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, to fear Allah and good character. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, remain firm, you will never be able to count the blessings of this action, which is remaining firm on deen. And keep in mind, the best of your action is to perform salat, and only mu'min, a believer, stays with wudu at all times. So it's a very good quality of a believer to stay with wudu. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala says that once Shahnshah-e Madina Qarar-e Qalb-o Sina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out in winter when it was autumn season and leaves were falling from the trees. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held two branches from the tree and he shook them and leaves were falling. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Dharr, I submitted. Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I'm here, I'm present. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, when a Muslim performs salat for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, so his sins fall in the same way as the leaves of this tree are falling. Shahnshah-e Madina Qarar-e Qalb-o Sina sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made five salats obligatory. The one who performs wudu properly for these salats and performs them in their correct times, and he takes care of ruku and sajda and khushu, that is the concentration and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he performs them with these attributes, it is upon the responsibility of the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah may forgive him. And the one who would not perform them, means the one who does not perform salat, then there is nothing in the responsibility of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding that person, whether he forgives him or he punishes him. Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, there is a door for Jannat which is called Rayyan. Only people who would enter into paradise from that door are the people who used to fast. And nobody would be allowed to enter from that door. It would be said, where are the people who used to fast? So they will come and enter from that door. And when other people will try to enter paradise from that door, the door would be shut down and they will not be able to enter paradise through that door. That's specially for people who fast. How nice if we continue fasting throughout the year. For example, you know, six fasts of Shawwal, then Ayyam-e-Bid, 13, 14, 15th of every month according to lunar calendar, and the fast of Monday and Thursday, etc., then inshallah azza wa jal we will be included amongst those people who used to fast, and the door Rayyan inshallah will be open up for us. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I submitted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell me an action, tell me a deed that I can do and I can get great reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must keep fast, because there is no action which is like it. And then I said, please tell me some action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep fast, because there is no action which is like it. Then again I submitted, please tell me some action that I can perform and get great reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam third time replied and he said, keep fast, because there is no action which is like the fasting. So this hadith mubarakah also makes it very clear that fasting is a very great ibadat. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that a villager came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about an action because of which I can enter paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worship Allah in such a way that you do not associate partner with him, and perform obligatory salats, farz salats, and pay zakat, and fast in the month of Ramadan. He said, I swear by the one in whose control is my life, I will not increase anything upon it. Mean the way Ya Rasulullah you have taught me, exactly the same way I will perform my duties. After saying this, when he went back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever wants to see a jannati person, he should see that villager. Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'ad bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala reports that Sayyidul Muballighin Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made promise of five things to us. And he said, whoever will practice even one of these, he would be upon the responsibility of the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number one, to visit the sick person. Number two, to follow the funeral of Muslims. Number three, to come out for jihad in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to follow the rulers in correct matters, in things which are in accordance with Sharia. And number five, remain sitting at home so he is protected from people and people are protected from him. We learn from this discourse that if the ruler orders something which is against Sharia, we would not follow him, because the haqq of Allah and his Rasul is greater than the ruler, the parents, the teacher, the peer or murshid, or whoever we respect. If their order is against the order of Allah and his Rasul, then his order would not be carried out. And at the same token, we learned that if the ruler gives orders according to Sharia, then we must follow his orders. And as we discussed in the discourse that it can also be ulama, which means that you should follow the advice of ulama, respect their fatwas, follow their fatwas, and do not humiliate them in public or in private or in front of people or sowing the seed of hatred towards ulama. That we should not do. And we also learn that taqwa, piety, salat, fasting, zakat, following the ruler or ulama, such actions, if we practice upon them, we can be qualified to enter paradise. And we also learned that a complete believer, an excellent believer, is that whose every action is for the rida, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is always a well-wisher of his good leaders, rulers, who run their affairs according to the sacred law of Sharia. And we also learn from this discourse that taqwa, piety, is the best action of this deen, and because of which many people will enter paradise. Taqwa attracts the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, and with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, people will enter paradise because of the barakah of taqwa, piety, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah may give us tawfiq to attain taqwa. And do not forget that fasting also develops taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, fasting is made compulsory upon you as it was made compulsory upon the previous people, that you may attain taqwa, you may attain piety. So piety is a wonderful attribute and characteristic because of which most people will enter paradise. So by fasting, we can attain this quality. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient towards our parents and make us true Ashq-e-Rasool. Ashq-e-Rasool who follows the beloved, who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just by lip service. You can see the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his personality. Ashq-e-Rasool is always truthful. Ashq-e-Rasool is always pious. Ashq-e-Rasool is always just and fair. Ashq-e-Rasool is decorated with haya, with Islamic modesty. Ashq-e-Rasool is always well-wisher of people. And he calls people towards the path of goodness. And he helps them to stop evils. May Allah make us true Ashq-e-Rasool. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.